Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning.
Good morning, all.
Sunday. It is Sunday, the last day of the weekend.
It is. And I've got a cup of coffee, a beautiful woman, and a cat in my bed.
Aren't you sweet?
It's a beautiful, it's a good day. Gonna be a good day. Gonna be a good day, Vern.
Yeah. I have to write for the Victor Girls this morning, and then I'm filling in as a guest, whatever, on Brutally Honest Podcast. That'll be fun, as always.
I'll be making breakfast, and then it seems like every Sunday there's a 2-hour segment where they run back-to-back episodes of Wings. So I come sit in bed while she's writing or doing her X Space or YouTube. That's on YouTube, isn't it? The one you're doing this afternoon at 1?
It'll be on Rumble.
It'll be on Rumble, mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, during those periods, I come back and drink coffee and look at my phone and watch Wings and maybe take a nap. You know, it's just a good Sunday.
Well, we're not doing Scuttlebutt Sundays anymore, so we won't be doing an X Space.
Right. But, all right, then.
Yeah. What's for breakfast?
We can have whatever you want to have.
What are you in the mood for?
I'm just hungry.
You're hungry right now?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I've been up for a while.
So you don't know what you're craving right now?
Well, we've got whatever you want to have. I mean, I know you want me to pick. And I do have some orange rolls in the... I figured that you might want those. I don't know for sure. We may just pass on those.
All right.
So we're probably having orange rolls and something.
Lord, I'm never going to lose any weight.
We have one big breakfast a week. Period.
Oh, that's true.
What did we have yesterday?
Cereal.
And I had a piece of toast.
Yeah.
Okay, so, there you have it.
All right.
One big breakfast a week.
I don't know. I saw that video of myself yesterday, so I'm like, oh.
You look good, babe.
I'm like, oh, I don't feel like I looked that big, though.
Man, it's like I said, you haven't even,
In my mind, I feel something else, yeah. And I see something else in my mind. But when I see myself on video, I'm like, oh, my God.
You aren't even anywhere near double digits in acres. I passed 27 acres a few years ago, and you're still, rumbling around the half acre.
You're sweet.
Don't you worry about it.
The video I'm referring to, which you will not see on anywhere online, because I will divorce the gent if he puts it up.
I don't know how to put it up, so you're good there.
Is when we took the baby, Cameron, baby Grand Cam.
He's not a baby anymore.
He's not. He's a toddler, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm still going to call him my baby.
Call him your baby.
Easter egg hunting. The Easter bunny came to our Sugar Pop's house early yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we took him Easter egg hunting.
Yeah.
And he was cute.
Yeah, he's not even 2 years old, and he picked right up on it, too. Like, hey, what's that? He threw it in his bed, shook it. It's like, there's something in it, but there are more of them over there, so let me get all the ones I can get. So he went around looking, and he knew
what he was doing.
He knew. Take them and go get them, put them in the basket.
Yeah.
The little tyke is...
smart.
He's smart.
Yeah. You want to tell him about the napping episode? You tell him, everybody, about that. I could not believe this. The first time, I thought it was just a freak. We had it open up a little bit, and you tell it.
Well, we have a pen, a day pen, play pen, whatever, that we set up out in the living room, and we have a camera on it so we can see what he's doing. But when you put him down for a nap, you just take him and, take all the noise and stimuli out and put him in there. And it used to be he'd cry for about 2 or 3 minutes.
Not even that long.
Then he wouldn't even cry. So now we put him in there yesterday, and we're sitting there watching him. And for the first 5 or 10 minutes, he rumbles around and stands up and looks and, just lays down and drinks on his sippy cup and all this. This time we noticed that he was pretty much watching or looking at, there's a zipper door on there, but the zipper's on the outside.
And yes, and it's down on the ground.
Yes. So we're sitting there watching him. And he's really just concentrating on this thing, concentrating, concentrating. And finally, I looked up. I said, that little, and I made a comment. I said, that little, he's out. And sure enough, we go out there, and he has unzipped the thing, and he's out. So, you know, the first thing we thought was, well, you know, maybe it was zipped up, and he saw the little hole and just pushed up and all that. So, you know, we're like, you little, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we go, and we zip the thing all the way down. And like I said, the zipper is on the outside.
Yeah.
He can't get to it.
Right.
So we put him back in there, and we keep watching him, And damned if he has figured out that he could take his finger and pull up on the inside of the zipper, and damned if he can get out again.
Get out again?
Like, oh, you've got to be kidding, you know. Well, of course, I'm not going to be outdone by I'm not going to be outdone by a 2-year-old. So I got I got a shoelace, and I went and I picked the thing up, and I, you know, found a way to tie it off so he, you know, so the thing wouldn't come up. And we put him back in there.
Just to see.
Just, you know, we're going to say, okay, you know, we're going to put you back in there and just, so you'll know that you can't get out of this thing.
Yeah.
So he started trying. Of course, he started crying because he couldn't. But the funny thing about watching him was, you know, he was crying, I think, just for attention. I don't think there was anything, you know, that he wasn't in pain or anything like that, but he was crying because he wasn't getting his way. And I noticed he, you know, first he started doing it with his finger, you know, kind of sitting there doing it. And then he laid on the floor and did it. And he turned over and did it. And he just tried everything he could to figure out how to. So you could see that part of his ability, the problem solving and the, you know, all of that is just, it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. So I got a feeling. And of course, 3 times ago, I used to put 3 big pillows and another pillow in there, and I noticed that he was kind of standing on them, and I thought, you know, he's going to figure out that he can stack these pillows and get out. So I started just putting 1 pillow and his lay pillow down there so that he can't stack them and get out, because I had a feeling that was his next move, because he had, I think 3 times ago, he had gotten up there and he had his hands up, and he was trying to put his leg up on top of that. I thought, well, he's realized that he can stand on a pillow and be higher. So, you know, he's getting there. He's a smart little kid, that's for sure.
Yep.
But excuse me. That shocked the hell out of us when we looked out. It's like, that little...
He's out.
That little booger is out.
Yep. Smart.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, then we took him to his haircut appointment. And we realized why the mom and dad made an appointment for Saturday morning and had us take him, because he was not happy.
He wasn't
happy. He cried, but he did okay.
He did good.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
But the lady who did the care getting was good.
Yeah, she was.
She got right in there and got to it, you know, wasn't pussyfooting around about it.
Hello, how are you? It was, you know, put him in a headlock and start it up. Let's get it going, baby.
And it was a hair cutting place just for kids, and they had like these cute little carts you could sit them in, and chairs, you know, like made of a fire truck.
We put them in the tractor.
Yeah.
He liked that. He did like that, though.
Yeah. And then they got him a balloon. Anyway, so we had to bring him home and then give him a bath because he had hair all over him. And then put him in a sleeper, and we played all day, went outside with bubbles. And
yeah.
Walked around, but then we did tried to lay him down for a nap. Then we did the Easter egg hunting and dressed him up in his little Easter outfit that I bought him. He was so cute.
Yeah, but we're going to make him a man next Easter.
Okay.
But yeah, it was fun. It was a good Easter for him, that's for sure.
All right, let's move on to something else. What else do you want to talk about?
You name it. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Did we have... You want to give us a pre-show of the Masters? Have you been following anything? Masters is coming. What's the date?
The 11th. 10th or the 11th through the 14th. All 11th through the 14th is the Masters this year. And the weather has been warm, so the azaleas should be good. It should be a pretty one. And the grass should be green because it's all rye grass. And it should be green. So it should be a very... visual Masters. which is always, you know, a good part of seeing it. You know, there have been times in the past where, you know, it's been too cold. The azaleas don't bloom, or they bloom and the wind blows and there are no pretty colors. So it should be a pretty time. One of the interesting things, though, is that, you know, John Rahm won last year. He's a Spaniard. So his menu for the, you know, every year the Masters champion has the champion's dinner. And he makes the menu for what's going to be served. And, of course, the menu, the first course is a tapas menu of, you know, lots of different things. And Spanish menus have a lot of interesting ingredients, although very good, things that you might not think about ordering if you went to a restaurant. There'll be some octopus and, you know, some other stuff, you know, and little bites and all that stuff. But a lot of it sounds really strange, you know. And so that's been the first thing that popped up on Twitter is, you know, you'll see have a picture of a golfer, one of the professionals, you know, making a beeline from A to B, and they make a comment, you know, the day after John Rahm's dinner, you know, because they don't know what they're eating and all that stuff. But it's a really, you know, it's one of those menus that you know, I would love to indulge in, but a lot of the players probably look at and go, not so sure about this. So that'll be interesting to see. And it'll be interesting. Of course, there'll be the whole live players versus PGA Tour players. You know, whoever wins makes it the best league and all this crap, you know, instead of just being about the Masters tournament. You know, they'll have to have all that crap going on.
Who is doing the color, the commentary on it?
No, it's CBS. I'm sure Jim.
The people.
I'm sure Jim Nantz will be the lead guy, and whoever the cronies they have for CBS.
Who's
golf
the favorite to win?
Scottie Scheffler, probably. Okay. Absolutely.
Who are you going to keep an eye on? I take it Tiger's not in it.
Oh yeah, Tiger.
Oh, is he?
Sure.
Okay.
Past champion.
How's he doing?
All past champions can play in it.
How's he doing?
Well, he hasn't been playing much. He's been, you know, rehabbing and working with his kids, being a kid guy.
But he is going to play?
Yeah, oh yeah. And this will be the major he can win. I don't think he can win any of the other ones, but this one he can win.
Oh.
But
why? Why is this
just the physical part of the whole game is becoming too much for him.
I know, but why is this one he could win? Sorry, go ahead.
The physical part of the game is coming too much for him. And in the Masters, you don't have a lot of rough. So it's a little bit less strenuous on his body to play on it. And that makes it so I think that he has more of a chance to win that tournament than it does the other ones. You know, age is catching up and all the injuries have caught up. And, you know, if you pay close attention to him, you know, his leg is just not what it was. And, you know, when you're competing against guys who are younger than you that are 100%, that's especially in the game of golf when you don't have that balance. And that's hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard for even Tiger. So, you know, I wish him well, but, you know, time is not on our side when you get to that point in golf.
Mm-hmm. So. Is there anybody you're pulling for?
You know, I don't know. I don't really have any favorite golfers anymore, you know, because most of the golfers I would be pulling for are now a little bit older. That were in my generation, that were the guys who I knew growing up as juniors and as college players and all that kind of stuff. So, no, I don't really have a favorite right now.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you.
I don't really have a favorite right now.
I couldn't even tell you who's hot right now in golf. You know, I'm a Phil Mick, Phil, whatever his name, Mick, what Mickelson. Is it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tiger, Rory.
Yeah.
You know, that era.
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing, now this is, you know, going out, I wouldn't mind seeing Rory win it so that he can, because he's won all the majors except the Masters.
Mm.
And all the LIV guys have been, you know, putting their fingers to their nose and their ears and, you know, kind of getting on him because he hadn't won it and making, you know, jokes about him not winning it and all. So I wouldn't mind him winning it mm-hmm. just because he's been a PGA Tour ally. That may change. Who knows? I'm not going to go into the politics of that anymore. That's not my thing.
Well, listen, we probably need to wrap this up. We're at 15 minutes. Do you have a question of the day? All right. Do you have a question of the day?
Yes. My question of the day would be this. If you had the ability to play in the Masters and you had the ability to win the Masters and you won the Masters, what would be your go-to menu?
You want to share yours? What would yours be? Do you need time to think about it? Braised short ribs.
Well, you know.
That was delicious.
The way that Rom did it, he did actually do a choice of two different entrees.
Oh.
So I think that I would go probably traditional American and having some kind of American menu, and I think I'll go past appetizer, soup, salad. I'll skip those and go to, I would do a filet Oscar style,
mm-hmm.
or you have your choice because some guys don't eat some guys can't eat meat, and I would do a sea bass.
Okay.
A Chilean sea bass of some type.
All right. I'd do spaghetti.
So those would be my two. Yeah, okay. So those would be my two entrees. And then, you know, I'd have to filter back to a salad and an appetizer, but I'd have to figure out what those were.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd be kind of Americanized.
All right.
That's what I'd do.
Very good.
I think people would like it.
Yeah, probably. All right, we're going to go. You guys have a good Sunday.
Go Dogs.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!